Thank you very much, Boo. And also thank you to Porter Adams, who was playing before Boo was. In the bulletin it has Porter Holt. Yes, very fitting. So we thank you for sharing your talents with us, both of you. Welcome here to Central Presbyterian Church. While you are here at this particular location, it is most definitely a community event, and we thank you for all the people who came together to make this event happen. And so thank you for the folks who will be sharing in the leadership today. A couple of details that I want to pass along to you. After the service, everyone is invited to go out those doors and up some steps, and there will be a meal provided. Also, you will notice when you're there are some beautiful posters and some decorated lunch bags that students from Caldwell Schools have done, and they're quite impressive, so please take a look at those and appreciate those. Also, this is done, supported through community donations, so we are grateful for all that has been supported in the past, but there is also a donation box as you go out to the right, and on the left, there is a small box that you can contribute to next year's event. Now, let us open our time with a prayer, please. Gracious and loving God, we gather today in gratitude for the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who so boldly and faithfully lived out the dream of justice, equality, and love. We thank you for the courage, vision, and compassion that he demonstrated, and for the ways his work continues to inspire our pursuit of a more just and peaceful world. As we honor Dr. King's legacy, we also stand at the threshold of a new chapter in our nation's story with the swearing in of a new president. We ask for your guidance, wisdom, and grace to be upon him and upon all in positions of authority, that they may serve with humility and integrity and a commitment to the common good. Yep. Help them to listen, to seek understanding, and to work for the unity in a divided world. Lord, we are a people diverse in our backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives, yet you have called us to be one. May your spirit bind us together in the pursuit of justice, peace, and truth. We pray that we might live out Dr. King's vision of a beloved community where every person is treated with dignity and respect, regardless of race, creed, or political affiliation. We ask that you heal the divisions among us, that we might find common ground not in our differences, but in our shared humanity and our shared hopes for a world where all are free, all are loved, and all are given the opportunity to thrive. May we be inspired by your example of love and grace, and may we be faithful to the work of justice, compassion, and peace that you have called us to. We lift these prayers in the name of the one who calls us to love one another, even as you have loved us. And all God's people said, amen. Now, Brock Thomas, the mayor of Princeton.
It's my pleasure to be here today. It's my pleasure to welcome you today to as we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. A special thank you to the committee who puts this program on, and a special thank you to the church that allows us to be here. It's such a beautiful facility. Today we gather as friends to honor the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Through his work, he brought hope to millions of people for a better tomorrow. We remember Dr. King's leadership in civil rights movements, his commitment to racial equality through nonviolence. It's a pleasure to be with you today. I would like to leave you with a quote from Dr. King. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Thank you.
Thank you. poster contest winners. We had over 21 entries from the high school, middle school, and Rotary Interact Homeschool. Some of the people may not be here, but as I call your name, please do come and accept your award. And then afterwards, as Mr. Fortenberry has said, the posters are on display upstairs where we will fellowship after the program. So the committee award will go to Nola Hardy. The middle school, we have first place, Clara Shrewsbury. Second place is Camilla Lipson. Third place is Tamia White. From the high school, first place, Aaliyah Towns. And second place, Addison Hooper.
Before I get into what I'm going to go over about the wall, can I have all the contestant winners come back up real quick, please? That way you can get a picture there for the paper. We're going to put y'all in the paper, make sure we get y'all together. I see y'all got snaps up. I figure y'all want to have a group. Maybe people wouldn't show up for it. But in the future, we're going to have a walk. Of course, we all know the walk from Selma to Montgomery, across the bridge. And I got this idea actually from a walk that I did a few years ago in Katy's, Kentucky. And the churches would come out, and they all would walk from their destination to the next destination to where they would have a meeting such as this. So I want to replicate that. And one of the things that they did, they had banners. And they also had a traveling trophy. So the idea of a trophy is the largest group that came, they received a trophy until the next year. And then whoever the next largest group is, if it's the same one, then you got to eventually get a group bigger than the group that came. So next year, if we lead into this, prayerfully, we're going to try to get some groups together to have, we want to kind of have a contest, I guess. I'm competitive in nature, so I want people to come and show up. I want to get the youth out. It's not just the youth, but adults as well to come and represent your church, or if you got a community group, bring in, and we just, you know, share the wealth with the trophy and be able to spread it around so people will come. I know a lot of times people ask how come more youth are not involved and things of this nature. Well, you got to give them something to get involved with, and it's something competitive. Maybe they'll come out and join, and and walk and come down and listen. Of course, we have a great speaker this year. We've had great speakers in the past. So we want them to come out and learn about the history and understand about Dr. Martin Luther King. I know sometimes, you know, at school, the teachers do a great job. They give out information, but these things here, it may be something that they don't know. And also, they're able to meet great people throughout this process of being able to learn about Dr. Martin Luther King. So, with that being said, next year we're going to have a walk, again, weather permitting. You know, as long as it ain't raining, I think the weather next year, we just have to prepare for it. It may be cold, but we dress warm. And also, I'll get with the mayor, with the police chief, and maybe have an escort towards we don't have to watch so much of traffic, but next year we're going to have to walk, so get your group prepared, and let's get this walk going, and towards we can kind of make it a tradition to add on to this. I really wanted to do it this year because I think this is the 10th anniversary of Greg doing this. Is that right? So I apologize for that, but next year we're going to have it, so y'all get prepared and get your walking shoes on, all right? Thank you, guys.
I won't be, I won't be. If you were moved by that special music, say praise the Lord. Good afternoon. I'm so honored and privileged to be here with you today. It is my special pleasure to be tasked with introducing our esteemed speaker. Aaron Pettis is a native of Hopkinsville, where he serves as the pastor of Faustin Chapel Baptist Church, a position he's held for over 7 years. Pastor Pettis felt the call of God upon his life many years ago, but surrendered to the will of God on May 11th of 2008. The pastor was licensed to preach the Word of God on May 10th, 2009 at Cedar Grove Baptist Church. He received his ordination certificate on October 23rd, 2011. He is an ordained elder in the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship under the leadership of Bishop J.W. Walker and founder Bishop Paul S. Morton. He has a passion for preaching and teaching God's Word and promotes education. To that end, he also serves as Assistant Director and Transfer Coordinator for Student Support Services at Hopkinsville Community College, a position he's held for over 27 years. Mr. Pettis has a passion for education and holds a master's degree from Murray State University, a bachelor's of theology from American Baptist College, a bachelor degree in education from Austin Peay State University, an associate degree in business from Hopkinsville Community College, and has studied at Andersonville Theological College and Hopkinsville College of the Bible. He has a great passion for youth and believes greatly in the ability of young men and women to advance in the kingdom of God in their schools and in their communities. He is the son of Mary Pettis and the late Buford Pettis. He has three brothers and one sister. He has been married to his best friend since 1998, and if anybody's counting, that's a little over 26 years. That's to Miss Victoria Johnson Pettis, and they have twin sons, Terrence and Torrance, four grandsons, Avion, Xavion, and Zayden, and granddaughters Rye and Elijah, and three godchildren, Brittany and Zavia Peterson and Aubrey Ladd. His greatest desire is to serve God with his whole heart, mind, and soul, and to do the will of God. Please help me in welcoming to the podium our wonderful speaker, Pastor Pettis.
First, I want to say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I am excited to be in attendance on today and have this opportunity. I'm going to use a handheld. I'm used to it. It's only in my hand. If not, I'll be all over the place, if that's all right. Are we good? Amen. Can y'all hear me yet? Amen. I'm excited to be with you this afternoon, and I first want to just give a couple of shout outs to a couple of people and say thank you before we get started. I want to say thank you to Ms. Pat George and Pastor Carl Copeland for this opportunity. This is my first time ever getting an opportunity to speak for MLK Day, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited because God does all things well, and I appreciate him. I appreciate Chris George. I heard he did a recommendation for me to be here today, so I'm excited. And Chris is an absolute wonderful person, and I've talked to Miss Pat a couple of times, and I can tell where he gets it from. He gets it exactly from her. Can you put your hands together for Miss George at this time, please? I also want to thank God for Voices of Trinity. Can y'all put your hands up? It's such a blessing and anointed group from Hopkinsville, Kentucky. And when she asked, do you know anybody who could sing on that day? And the first people I thought of was this group of young people who love God and who can show no sign, y'all might as well say amen. To all civic, social, and religious leaders that are in the house, And you're correct in what you read. My best friend, Miss Victoria Johnson Pettis, I give God glory for her. Can somebody say amen? Now, I have to pre-warn you, I'm one of them preachers that always asking you to do something, ask you to say something, say amen, or put your hands together. I'm one of them kind of people. So if you'll just indulge me on today and help me out, the reason why I have a handheld in my hand, I'm so used to one in my hand, I think I get a little more nervous if I don't have something to keep me grounded. So this is my paperclip, per se. So that's why I have that. So this day is a remarkable day because it's not only a celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King, but we also will be today, a new president goes straight on into office. So this is a wonderful day to talk about unity through diversity. Let's pray. Father God, we love you, we praise you, we magnify you. We lift you up, your King, Lord, Savior, Redeemer, and everything to us is so much more. And we ask for your presence, your power, and your anointing to fill this place like never before. God, you've been so good, and you've been so kind, so merciful to allow us one more day. You didn't have to do that, but you did. So because you did, we want to say thank you. Lord God, thank you for those who traveled near and for those who traveled far to be here on today. Lord God, we ask for your presence and your power to fill this place like never before. We want to talk about what you want us to talk about is unity through diversity. God, you make us all unique and different, but you want us to come together and be unified to do what brings glory, honor, and praise to your holy name. That's what we want to talk about today. We want to be united to do what pleases you. Lord, we love you and we praise you. We give you glory and we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Scripture today, I was caught between a speech and a sermon, so you're going to get a speech or sermon. That's what you're going to get, kind of, sort of, however the Lord leads. Two scriptures today. If you'll just stand with me, please. Two scriptures, 1 Corinthians 12, and then I'm going to try to tie together Galatians 3. And I'll read it to you. It says this right here. For as the body is one and hath many members, verse 12, all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, as also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into the one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Galatians 3:26 and 28. I might just read 2:26 and 27 says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek nor bond or free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ. You may be seated in the presence of God. God, we love you. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. God, we lift you up. God, we exalt you. We say thank you right now. Have your will and your way in this place. Do what you desire to do. Say what you want to say. I understand we've had conversation over and over about today. And I know what you said then, but what do you want to say today? God, we say thank you. Keep us and bless us, lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Today I want to talk about the theme which was given to me, which was unity through diversity. And a tagline, a tapestry of God's love. Unity through diversity, a tapestry of God's love. Today, as we gather to celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, as we reflect on his message of love and justice and equality, We're reminded that unity is not all about uniformity, but about celebrating our diversity. Dr. King was a man who envisioned a world woven together by love, justice, and unity. Dr. King once said, "We are tied together in the single garment of destiny, caught in the inescapable network of mutuality. Whatever affects one directly affects another, or all indirectly." This afternoon, I invite you to consider how we as a community of people from all these diverse backgrounds and experiences, plus our Christians who love Christ, can demonstrate unity through diversity as a beautiful tapestry which God has woven together for His glory. Many of you have come in this building from many different backgrounds. Some of you come from the east side, some from the west side, some from city living, and others from county or country living. You got farmers and factory workers, city officials, you got church and religious community, people from affluent backgrounds, while others may have just been able to live from day to day, barely making it. But the good news of today is that we all here together, united as one by the mercy and grace of God. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
We're here with all these diverse backgrounds of people in this house. And it's important that we talk about really the legacy of Dr. King, uniting through diversity. We all have this common thread to do what it is to bring glory and honor to God together. Whether black or white, Asian or Hispanic, Native American, Latino, gay or straight, Republicans or Democrats, what God wants for us to do is come together in love and unite as one for the common good of all mankind. Can you say amen one more time? God desires for us to be as one, use our diverse gifts as one for His glory, to do all that He would have us to do in the earth realm. That's why we were born. We were born to make a difference. And we're going to have to unite if we're going to be all that God desires for us to be. And that really was what the legacy and the life of Dr. King was all about. He wanted there to be unity for kingdom work. And that's what we need to be united for, is kingdom work, to do what makes a difference in the world. Each and every one of us in this room, we were born to make a difference. We weren't born just to be born. We were born to transform lives through living as a Christian and as living as God would have us to live. You ought to tell your neighbor, he's talking to you. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. We were born. We were born to make. He's talking to you. I'm talking to you. We were born to make a difference. Can somebody say amen? Title of this sermon or speech, Pastor Copeland, is Unity Through Diversity, a tapestry of God's love. For the young folks in the room, and then for us older people who may need some reminders of what a tapestry is, here it is. A tapestry is a beautiful piece of thick textile fabric, which has pictures or designs formed by weaving colored threads, or by embroidering on a canvas. The design takes in consideration all the different colors and shapes and threads that it takes, Micah, to make it unique and different on purpose. But no matter how different or unique the colors or the designs are, when they come together, they make a beautiful piece to be admired and embraced for its splendor. It's the same way with you and I. We all may come with different colors and shapes. We all come from different backgrounds and experiences. But when we're in God, God puts all that together and blends us together for a unity to be used to do what he would have done in the earth's realm. Y'all didn't say amen one more time. Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12:12-14, we just read it, says, just as the body, though one, has many parts, but all these many parts form one body, for which is in Christ. For we were all baptized by one spirit, so that we form one body, whether Jew or Gentile, slave or bound or free. We all have been given the spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many. Here, Paul, he uses metaphor to talk about the human body, talk about the beauty of diversity within the church. And each part has its unique role. Every part is essential to make the body whole. Our differences, whether it's cultural or racial, is not really a barrier, but a blessing, because God can use our differences for his glory through whatever he has for us to do in the earth realm. You ought to say amen one more time. You got about 10 more of those. Paul repeats in Galatians this same thing. He says, you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. He says it again. He says, there's no Jew or Gentile. There's no bond or free. There's no male or female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. What would this world look like if we would drop all of that and just become one and do what God would have us to do? What would this world be like? What would the school system be like? What would our community be like? What would our world really be like if we could just come together, Akia, as one and do what God would call us to do? What would our world look like? It's such a wonderful and beautiful place. That's what it would look like. He's talking to those in the Christian community in this verse. He says, you've come from different backgrounds, you come from different areas, but they united because of Christ. They believed the same thing. They trusted the same person. They had the same goal and united in doing the work of Christ in the earth realm. No matter if they were Jew or Gentile, no matter whether they were male or female, no matter if they were Republicans or Democrats, that didn't matter. What mattered was uniting together for kingdom advancement. And that's where we are in our world today. We need kingdom advancement. If we would just unite together, we could see the kingdom advance for God's glory. You ought to say what?
Amen.
This text reminds us that our unity is not based upon our external differences, but on our shared identity in Christ as our Savior, and God as our Father. And here it is, Micah as the Holy Spirit as our everyday guide. We are to be that part of that same tapestry woven together by God's love. That's what we are to be. We are to be that beautiful piece, that tapestry. When you get an opportunity, I called Pastor Copeland. I said, do they have a screen that will stand behind me? Do they have a TV set, something to show what a tapestry really looks like? Well, he said, no, they don't have that. Well, let me give you an assignment. And when you leave this place, look up what a tapestry, how beautiful it is, how all the different colors come together. They come, all the different textiles come together to make one beautiful piece. And that's what the world really should be, Miss Pat. We ought to be on task to be one. We bring all these diverse areas of our lives together, but we come as one. Why? With the common good of doing what God would have us to do in the earth realm. Come on, say what?
Amen.
So on this day, I'm almost done, which is Dr. King's celebration. It's the exact same time we're inaugurating the 47th president. Our prayer ought to be on this day as we celebrate King and a new president is coming in. Our prayer, your prayer needs to be that we somehow look beyond our political parties and our social differences, the unrest that may be in the hearts of some, and find common ground on doing what will be best to bring about unity through diversity, all for the common good of all mankind. That was Dr. King's dream. That was his desire. His goal was not to please himself in this, but to please God. But we can do that if we drop all of that and come together as one. It wasn't about him. It was about what God wanted. He was on task to do what God wanted him to do while he was in the earth realm. And that should be our same task. While we're here, we ought to want to do what God would have us to do to bring unity and peace to the world. To be a peacemaker. And one of the things many called him, they called him a drum major for justice. Dr. King said in his 1968 speech, and I quote, "If you want to say that I'm a drum major, say that I'm a drum major for justice." And that's what we need to be in 2025 and beyond. We need to be drum majors for justice. People who are leading to make a difference for the good and fair for everyone. That we have fair housing, fair and just treatment of people of all colors and creeds. That there be fair employment opportunities. That racism and sexism is stomped out. That there be fair and equality for all. Are you listening to me today? Dr. King says we've come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. And listen, that's where we are in America today. We're in the same boat now. We've come from different areas, but we are in the same situation. So we need to work it out for God's good. These words remind me that despite our differences in race, culture, background, experiences, we're bound together by humanity and a common destiny. Dr. King was not just a dreamer, and his dream was not just for his day only, but it was for our day, and it calls us to action. It's an invitation for us to live our lives as God's kingdom citizens, woven together into a beautiful tapestry of unity, humanity, and love. As we commemorate this 10th anniversary here in Princeton, let us leave this place with the determination to work together and to take our diverse backgrounds, our experiences, our unique cultural lives, and blend them together as a beautiful tapestry in order to find common good in making the world a better place. Making our cities better, making our counties better, making our state better, making the United States better for our family to live in and raise our families. And it's gonna take all of us, Lady V. It's gonna take all of us. It's gonna take mothers and fathers, factory workers, farmers, city officials. It's going to take state legislators and senators and congressmen. And yes, it's going to take even the 47th president of the United States to come together so that we can do it all for the glory of God. Our common thread, here it is. Trinity is God. Listen. This showed up the preacher in me. It's going to take God. We have to have a real, authentic, for real relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We can't say that we love him and treat people one way, but we say we love God. We can't say that we're all on one accord and then do unjust things. We've got to have a for real relationship with God. Through that real relationship with God, we will be what God is calling us to be. We will be the nation God wants us to be. We'll be the county, the city. We will be the school system. We will be the church. We will be all that God is calling us to be if we have a real, authentic relationship with God. If we just do that, we will do the will and be in the way. We will do the will and the way of God in the earth realm. Listen, I want to read this to you. It comes straight from Dr. King's speech. I have a dream speech. And I was driving around this morning, and I didn't have this in my original notes, but I believe the Holy Spirit told me this morning to add this. So I'm going to just read it straight to you. It's from Dr. King's speech. This was his hope. This is where his faith lied. He says this in the portion, almost at the end of his speech, I Have a Dream. He says, this is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we'll be able to hew out the mountains of despair, a stone of hope. With this faith, we'll be able to transform the discord of the nation into a beautiful sympathy for brotherhood. With this faith, we'll be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing we will be free one day. He says, this will be the day when all God's children will be able to sing with a new meaning. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim pride, every mountainside, let freedom ring. That's the world we desire, a world where unity comes, no matter how diverse we may be.
Amen.
Unity through diversity, a beautiful tapestry of God's love. Let us pray. Father God, we love you. And today, God, we've come together to discuss unity through diversity. God, all of us in this room are gifted and talented in so many different areas. We've seen it displayed this morning from those who play instruments, sing songs, speech. We see it in the children who use their artistic expression in posters. I even heard there's expression on our bags of food today. We all have these gifts, these talents, these areas that you've gifted us in to make us one body. Me being an eye, I want to be a foot. The foot can't say he wants to be a neck. I have to be unique, and everyone has to be unique in their area. When we all come together as one, we make a beautiful tapestry of who you are in love. God, we love you right now. We say thank you. Unite us as one. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good
afternoon. Pastor Ted, I would like to present you with this small love gift from us. Thank you for coming and sharing with us today. I usually have a whole bunch of things to say, notes, but with today being our 10th anniversary, I didn't write anything. I'm going to talk from my heart. So, I would like to recognize the organizing committee. If you're on that committee, will you please stand and let everybody know who you are? But if you are a city official or a county official, please stand, because what I'm going to say is going to tie you off into what I've got to say. So if you are a city official or a county official, we only have two council members here. Reverend Copeland, and myself. But without the help of Mayor Thomas and Judge Young, we couldn't do this. We wouldn't be here celebrating 10 whole years. So with that being said, I want to thank Central Presbyterian Church.
Yes.
We have our meetings here, and then for 10 long years, we started out up in the fellowship hall, but we outgrew the fellowship hall, and we had to come in the sanctuary. So thank you, Central Pastor Steve and Central Presbyterian Church. The voices of Trinity. I don't know what to say. All I'm going to say is, wow! And their word, he said, we will be delighted. Also, the first time through social media, I talked to Pastor P. I like that. And told him what I wanted, who I was. He said, it's my pleasure. Thank you all. Amen. Today, I've talked about the city officials and county officials. But when you go upstairs today, you're going to see the artwork from elementary school students, high school, middle school, and homeschool students. So, Miss Melissa Thomas, will you please stand? The third graders, come on, Miss Melissa, stand up. She's principal of Caldwell Elementary. But the third graders decorated your lunch bags. They look wonderful. We had the poster contest, and we had some judges of people. I didn't judge, Miss Ann didn't judge, but we had people to judge. So if you're the judges, will you all please stand and be recognized? Miss Carolyn Trong, Taekwon, stand up, you judges. And Miss Debbie Copeland. But also, we have Miss Debbie French. Where is Debbie?
Where's Debbie?
Oh, she's upstairs. Miss Debbie French. And from City Hall, we have Miss Lacey Harper and Mr. Allen Yates. So when I ask, guess what? I say, what do you want me to do? We've had our homeschool students here. Today, under the direction of Miss Stephanie Burton, two of them played music, and then we had some that was hostess. We had the Community Disciples Youth this morning, and so if you're with the Community Disciples Youth, please stand. To you, the audience. I'm sorry, Miss Tammy Hancock, WPKY. Thank you. So to you, each and every one of you, today we created that tapestry that you talked about. We're all different. So I thought we were going to have the walk, but it was too cold. And if anybody knows that, George, she's not built. So Dr. King said, and I quote, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, keep moving forward." We cannot walk alone was enough. So, here's to one, oh, and I got to mention two other people that came to help us this morning, Ms. Norbeck and Mr. Chris Burton. They came to give us a today, we created that wonderful tapestry. Thank you, stay safe, and may God bless you.